All right. We made it. It's 1 o'clock Thursday, April 18th. Yeah, something like that. Thursday, April 18th, 2024. And you've tuned in to the latest Basement Marketer. So what we do here is give your business tips, tricks, marketing techniques, some business strategies, and just kind of help small business out as much as we can, because I own a small business. I have a couple different little sections of that small business. So I've been through some pain, and I'm hoping going to pass on some information to you guys that will help you also through that pain. So there we have it. I'm going to go ahead and turn this music down and just get to yap in here a little bit and explain what the topic today is about. So literally I was upstairs just finishing up my lunch, and I took a later lunch. It was here it's just after 1 o'clock, obviously here on the East Coast. And what I was looking at was I got that still music still playing. There we go. And what I was I went up late to eat, and I literally was talking to my wife, and I go, holy crap, I got to go live in 2 minutes. So I'm like jetting to get down here. Luckily, I had the show already planned and ready to go. So we can just get on here and just start talking about things. So if I seem a little disoriented, it's because that's exactly what happened. And today I want to talk a little bit about businesses that deal with, appointments or setting appointments or calendar events. Be it anything from, hey, maybe you have a business that has rooms to rent out, like wedding venues, right? Or you have a catering business where people can rent different meeting rooms, gathering halls, things like that. Or maybe you're just a sales guy and people need to book appointments with you to do demos or whatever it is. We want to talk about that and what's some solutions that you can do. So there's been a few out there, and actually there's a lot of different services out there. One, probably the most popular one that everyone has probably heard of, it's called Calendly. And they have a free version of it that will help you get things rolling. And what's important with that is that, one, you can embed it like in your email signature. You can easily push this out onto social media where people can book meetings with you. I'd caution against that one just a little bit. If you get your booking calendar out there in the wild and maybe a competitor gets a hold of it, I would, you can fill up somebody's calendar real quick and it's kind of a pain. It's evil. And you say, Kevin, stuff like that does not happen. Oh boy, does it ever. It indeed does happen. And you just have to be aware that those kind of things go on. It's just the way it is. It's unfortunate, but it does happen that way. And you don't want that to happen to you. So you might want to guard that just a little bit closer than what you think. Now you can, what we use it here for, and I guess I should give you guys a little background because this is only like our fifth episode, I think, what I'm on right now. Let me look over here at the old, this is episode number 5 that we're in right now. And a little bit about my background. I started off in my early career in the radio industry, and I did radio broadcasting, also some radio advertising as well. And then from radio, of all things, I signed up for the Marine Corps. United States Marine Corps, signed up for that. After the Marine Corps, I was like, what am I going to do with my life? And I became a head of security for a small little manufacturing company that supplied parts to the auto industry. So I worked that. And then after that, I'm like, living in a little cubicle, and, basically it was babysitting factory workers, which they were all adults. They didn't need babysitting. So I was like, okay, I don't feel any real purpose here. So I became a police officer after that, and was a police officer for many years, and got really good at technical items. And by technical stuff, I mean, pulling information and data out of electronic devices, learning how to track, all that other fun stuff. Anyway, why does all this matter as we go through? And then, obviously up to some three-letter agencies. And then a corporate company hired me away to train those a bunch of three-letter agencies and other investigators that were looking for particular data. And you say, well, wait a minute, how in the world did you start a podcast that's called The Basement Marketer of all the things? Well, let me explain. marketing is really not much different than what I did in some of that career, because you learn to use the technologies to be able to track and to do things that you need. And obviously, in that field, you learn how to talk to people, you learn how to communicate, and it's all really the same thing. It's just being human, basically, and that really helps to communicate. So I've owned a marketing agency now for, oh goodness, we're in year eight. I think we're into the eighth year, almost 8 years total. Maybe we're into the seventh. Anyway, I don't know. I had to do the math on it. But, and that's what we've been doing. We've been helping clients out make their business processes a little bit easier is part of it. And then I go in and I look at their marketing, how they're bringing leads in, and how are those leads being passed off to sales? Because there are a couple key components to this whole process, right? The whole process is bring leads in or attract them somehow and pass them off to sales, or sales has to go find them. Now, there's a couple different components versus inbound, outbound, inside sales versus outside sales. Are they on the out knocking door to door? Are they not? There's all different kind of things that they can do. So, and that's kind of what we've been doing to help companies along with that. We have a marketing agency does a great job, very niche down on that side of the house. And we also have a couple divisions of that, which is one's a software, which we address this right here, this very issue called calendars. It's like, how do we make some time for the business to be able to help regulate their time a little bit and with booked calls, right? How do we do that? Because you ever notice, like, if you say, Hey Bob, you know, I'd like to talk to you this week on this. Yeah, sure. Let's talk this week. Back to Fred, maybe. So Fred says, yeah, hey, what's your availability look like? I'm available, you know, Tuesday at 4. And back to Bob. No, I can't do Tuesday at 4. What about Thursday at 3 o'clock? Back the other way. No, I can't do this. So you guys get the point. I'm making it way over dramatized than what it should be. But there's a challenge of going back and forth, and I hate it. It's probably one of the longest processes in the world, and I used to do it all the time. Now, in my email signature, I literally have this thing. It just says, set a meeting, and you click it, and it goes to a calendar. Ours we use is Reach Penguin, and I really like it, obviously, because it's our tool. So we sell that tool. And it makes it really easy. It looks at my calendar, checks my availability, and does a little dance and stuff and makes sure that it gives me buffer time between meetings, things like that. And then it just gives you the time, says, books this, boom, books it out, sends the other person the invite, sends them either the Zoom or the Google Meet or however you're planning on meeting to in there. And you don't have to worry about that stuff. It just does it. You know how awesome, how much time, I think just over a month, that's might have saved me from typing emails back and forth, trying to set times and then going in, setting a Zoom call, sending the Zoom link. You know, what a pain in the butt. Let's be honest. It's a pain in the butt. And it is. And this solves that problem, solves it completely. And I don't have to even mess with it anymore. We do the same thing. Obviously we hire folks. We just went through a round of sales hiring. And got some pretty awesome people on board. And how we did that was through a group meeting first, and then I set one-on-ones with people. They actually set them with me based off of my availability. So I could create a specific calendar, right? That wasn't my normal booking calendar, but was a specific calendar I set up just for the new hires or the potential new hires to book a time with me. So I could say, you know, I want to only meet with people between this hour, this hour, this hour, this hour, because the rest of the day, obviously I have a business to run as well, or to help oversee. My staff does a great job of running the business. I help oversee it. And, you know, I want only certain hours for that. I could do that. And it made it really easy, to do that. super easy, actually, where I didn't have to think twice about it. And then all the automations behind it, it would remind me that I had a meeting. Obviously, it puts it onto my calendar, but it also kicks me a text message too. It says, hey, don't forget, you have to meet with so-and-so in 30 minutes. And that helps me if I'm in another call, or I can set it at 10 minutes. It helps me if I'm in another call. It's like, okay, hey, I got to wrap this up because I have another meeting and I want to be respectful of that other person's time. And I'm respectful for yours. So I'm going to at least let you know that, hey, I have a meeting I got to jump into. And it does all of that. I don't, again, have to, it just basically turn my brain off and go show up for the meeting that I need to be in. It's nice. I like it. It makes things work out that way. And then let's switch it up a little bit. Today's edition is going to be a little bit shorter just because of this topic is it's really not that in depth, but say you have a class that you're giving. So say, I don't know, I'm going to pick something random. I mean, really random. My brain's thinking of something random as I talk. Okay. Say I own a candle shop because there's one here in town, right? And say I have a candle class every Tuesday, or maybe I do it Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I only have 30 slots available. And let's make it less, 20 slots available. And they can come in and make the candle scent of their choice. You ever seen these things? They're group activities. You know, you come in, 20 people sit in a room, and the instructor up there, usually the owner or a worker of the company, will show how to do that. And you kind of go along and make your own candle. Well, how do they get those people booked? Are they picking the phone, answering a call all day? It's like, hey, I want to get into this class. Sorry, this class is full. What about this one? Nah, what about the next day? I can't do that. What a pain. Again, calendars in your business with automations built in and check this out, the ability to take a payment. What, you say? Yes, absolutely. So say I'm charging, again, I don't know what the price would be or the margins on candle making. I have no idea. I'm spitballing this from left field. Say I'm charging $30 to come take my class for maybe you and a friend, right? And you can book two people. I have 20 seats for that. And you can go on and, hey, boom, you see my social media. Hey, click the link in my bio to do it. All right. So we go that and we do that. We book the link. You go to the link in the bio and boom, it takes you to the class schedule. It's like, oh, this is awesome. I jump on the phone with whoever. I would never do that. I just don't make candles. I don't know. But anyway, what a weird example. But say I wanted a manly musk smell for my candle. But anyway, my wife and I are going to go, right? We're going to go make candles, something, a fun couple thing that we can do, and check each other's schedule. All right, hey, let's go here, book. So let's fill out our information. Oh, there's my information. Oh, boom, my guest information. Yep, got this. Oh, boom. Suddenly a pop-up comes up and says, awesome. Like to see you guys there. It's $30 or however much. Again, I don't know. Put my card information in. Bam. Get an instant confirmation email saying, hey, you're booked for this, this date, this time. Here's the location. And then, you know, maybe I booked, I don't know, a few weeks out. Maybe it was a month out, depending on their availability of it. And then it's going to send me a reminder maybe every week up until then. You want something for your business that can do this. Now, obviously, if you're not a candle shop, maybe it's something else. Maybe you booked a trampoline park, right? Maybe you rented a batting cage, right? You guys see where I'm going with this. Or maybe you rented a venue meeting for your company and you rented a lunch hall. Whatever it is, you can do that with these types of calendars. And having them as part of your business model makes your life so much easier when you're doing these things. Because obviously, what work did I have to do other than the initial setup, which doesn't take long at all on these pieces of these tools now become really advanced. What did I have to do? Nothing. I just show up and I either lead the class or give my talk, whatever it is that I'm doing. Say I'm giving a talk somewhere. You want people to sign up for that, whether you're charging them or not. This allows you to do that because maybe you have limited seats. Well, you can limit the seats down. You know, there's only 20 available. Show up. Have at it. Anyway, you guys see where I'm going with this. And these are the types of things that help make business a heck of a lot easier. And they're modern things that you can do to help promote your business and to make the experience a lot easier for your customers. Because that's really what we're looking for. We want something easy. If I have to go in there, hunt, peck, and pick up the phone, call, and maybe you're on the other line and I can't make a reservation for this thing, I'm like, okay, I'll do it. Maybe I'll try back again in 10 minutes. I get busy doing something else. I forget about that. You know, a day goes by, 2 days goes by. Oh, it's booked up. Well, crap. Now I'm out of it. I'll come together. This is why, you guys see where I'm going with this. This is why you want to do these things and make your life a little bit easier. Tons of different possibilities that I can't even think of sometimes for this. But say, hey, barbershop. There we go. Barbershop, hair salon. Bing, there's a new one that I didn't think of just a minute ago. Is say, okay, I'm a barber, and I know it takes anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes to do just an average haircut on a guy. I'm not talking about the ladies. Ladies are there for a lot longer. And I don't pretend to know anything of what goes on in the women's salon, but I know they take a lot longer. But for guys, say it's 30 minutes and I'm the barber, and maybe I have like a room of barbers that I'm also helping manage. It's my place and they're renting out these stalls there, and they need to manage their own calendars. I don't want to manage, you know, five other people. I don't want to manage one other person, a barber, their schedule, much less mine. I'm going to let this calendar do all this stuff for me where I don't have to mess. How awesome is that, right? They can go on to their own calendar if someone calls to cancel, or the person can actually cancel it as well. And then boop, pops right back up availability to this barber, to the public to see, all automatically. And then someone else can make that appointment in that slot. Calendars are the way to go. Now, there's some specialty ones for each industry. Like there'll be one for just hair salons, one for just barbers. One's for, say, I'm making an appointment to get my car looked at. There'll be some for that. But in reality, they all have the basic same functionality, and they all can be tailored to what it is that you want to do for the most part. I know Reach Penguin, and again, I can speak on our product very well. I used to use Calendly prior to that, and then I just used Google Calendar before that, which was a nightmare. Just to manage it alone with appointments was horrible. Calendly was really nice, but obviously once we got our own product designed, it was much better. And I took the things that I really needed, and then dealing with businesses over the years, now what they need, and it made life a lot easier. So I highly recommend, if you haven't looked at these things, check it out. It's almost every business can use it. Even if you're just booking appointments with yourself, with your team, or team members need to make meetings with you and check your availability without calling you on the phone or messaging you in Slack. That's what we use here. Then it's a lot easier to do it that way. Just like they come in, my sales staff goes, boom, I need to set a meeting with Kevin. Let's go ahead and do that. He's open here. Awesome. Boom. Hit it. Then I know, oh, Garrison needs a meeting with me for 30 minutes to talk about something. Okay. I got that coming up. Perfect. I don't have to talk to Garrison. Not that I don't like to talk to him, but I'm just saying that I know that's coming up and I can talk to him at a certain time based on it. Makes things, man, you guys get it. It's so easy to do. Anyway, if you want to check it out, make sure you head over to reachpenguin.com or Calendly, or just manage it in Google or whatever calendar system that you're using. It makes things a lot easier on your business to be ordered, able to schedule these things out, actually take the money right then and there. When someone's booking an appointment, if it's something that you charge for, right? It makes things, oh my gosh, so easy. So say you're an independent coach and you have a coaching session, you're a counselor and you want to set some time that way. This will solve those problems for you guys. Again, there's a million different services out there that supply this. I'm just kind of touting the one that we offer, but Calendly, Google, Reach Penguin, that's the one we offer, is out there. So if you guys are listening to this either in post, which most of you will be, and we got one live person there. By all means, reach out to us if you got any questions. Don't worry, I'm not gonna sales pitch you on anything. What my goal is here as part of the Basement Marketer is to give you guys the solution to help make your business run a little bit better, right? To help you guys make that money, to help you guys get that lead in. And most of the advice that I have is stuff that I've fallen on my face with in the past, right? And I'm just giving you the information to help you out. Hey, Taylor, thanks so much for that. I appreciate that. That like really do. If you guys got any questions about stuff, please let me know. Other than that, man, that is going to be wrapping this one. It's fairly quick today because the subject matter was fairly light. Get calendars in your business somehow and build that automation in to make your life easier and book those appointments, take payments prior to even meeting with someone if that's the type of job that you're in. Rent that room out where maybe you're in a restaurant industry and you have a back room for rent for parties, whatever, birthday parties for kids. You can do it all through this type of platform. Highly recommend it. Until then, we'll talk to you guys later on. Have a great week. And again, every Thursday at 1 o'clock Eastern, you guys have to do the time calculations. Otherwise, is when we run this. So we'll see you then.